91X News.
It's minus 9 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Cody Starr. The local health unit has approved its 2018 budget. QNET's Jenna Leslie has the story.
The Hastings Prince Edward Public Health Board approved a budget of just over $15.5 million in a meeting on Wednesday. This year's budget is around $30,000 shy of last year's. The health unit says it was able to balance the budget in spite of the province-wide funding freeze affecting health units all across Ontario. This is the third year in a row that the health unit has been under the freeze, according to Acting Medical Officer of Health Ian Gemmel. No programs were cut, but Gemmel announced that a few minor changes would be made to some in order to make the budget work. Jenna Leslie, QNET News, Belleville.
Local employers want graduates who are passionate about their field. The Link Lounge and Dining Hall at Loyalist College were filled with employers looking for those graduates at a career fair yesterday. Kitty Perry has the story of one particular employer.
Sheena Thornton, the HR manager at Carey's Place, is looking for graduates of the Developmental Services Program to support people with autism.
Somebody who has a genuine interest in helping others, working to serve our community. Somebody who has the experience and the willingness to play a key role in someone's life. Somebody with enthusiasm, dedication, and commitment, as well as somebody who is a great team player and good communication skills.
Erin Chard, a residential coordinator for Carey's Place, told students what positions at Carey's Place would be like on a day-to-day basis.
They assist individuals with autism with their daily life, so self-care, doctor's appointments, like interests. They do swimming, skating, different types of trips like tubing. So it's basically just to help them integrate into society.
Carey's Place is looking for graduates to fill 4 autism support assistant positions in the Quinte area. In the first couple of hours, they spoke with 12 students. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
Hollywood tabloids are reporting that another celebrity has vowed to start eating organically after giving birth to her new daughter last Thursday. Kylie Jenner is the latest to hop on the bandwagon. But how beneficial is it really? Leah Denhartog has the story.
Farmers can label their products organic if they abide by a long list of rules, but some say it's worth it. Catherine Onger owns Earth Haven Farms, located just north of Belleville in the municipality of Tweed. She says organic food can help people with the worst of illnesses.
People that are finding us, these are people that have serious health issues. These are people that have Crohn's disease, Lyme disease, irritable bowel. They've got all kinds of things wrong with them, and they are seeking advice from dietitians, naturopathic doctors, and even the mainstream doctors.
Onger's farm is a higher classification than organic. It's called Demeter. The entire farm needs to be organic, as well as the surrounding farms and areas. The rules are so strict that there are currently only 35 Demeter-certified farms in all of Canada. But Onger says the organic and Demeter market hasn't taken off in the Belleville region yet. Most of her clients tend to come from bigger cities like Toronto or Ottawa. Leah Denhartog, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario Progressive Conservatives who want to help choose the party's next leader will have to prove their identity before they can participate in the vote. The party says it is putting in place a two-step verification system to ensure the transparency of the online ballot, which is scheduled for early March. It says members will receive a unique verification number in the mail, which will direct them to direct them online to verify the information on their record. It will then have to send in a photo or scan of an approved identification document before being allowed to vote. The announcement comes as the party deals with the discovery of a significant discrepancy in its membership numbers. An email recently sent to Troy Caucus and obtained by the Canadian press showed that the party has roughly 67,000 fewer members than the 200,000 claimed by former leader Patrick Brown. Brown stepped down abruptly in late January amid allegations of sexual misconduct. BC Premier John Horgan says he and Alberta Premier Rachel Nolte are both New Democrats, but that won't get in the way of his obligations to the people of BC. Horgan says he's looking out for the interests of BC when it comes to environmental concerns about the Trans Mountain Pipeline project.
I have had discussions with the Prime Minister. I have had discussions with the Premier of Alberta, and have made it clear to both of them that the interests of British Columbia are my responsibility. I take that very seriously, and I will be resolute in protecting the interests of this great province.
Delete your account. That's what Jim Carrey says Facebook users should do as the actor looks to pull the mask off of fake news. The star of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Mask said on Twitter on Tuesday that he was dumping his Facebook stock and deleting his page. Carey encouraged other investors and users to do the same, stating that the company was still not doing enough to stop the spread of fake news, and because the social media giant profited from Russia's interference in the U.S. presidential election. He ended his tweet with the hashtag #UnfriendFacebook. Facebook has not responded to Carey's tweet, but founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said stemming the flow of misinformation is among the company's foremost goals. This is the sound of Jim Carrey performing Bruce Almighty.
Organization and management. That's what I need. I need a system, something concrete. Concentrate.
That's QNET News on 91X. 2:12:06 Sports is next.
What am I going to do? Valentine's Day is next Wednesday, and I still don't have a gift.
Here's an idea. Live, Love, and Laugh has the solution to your problem.
Who are you?
I'm your conscience, making sure you get this right. Live, Love, and Laugh has it all. From long-stem roses to fresh-cut tulips and gorgeous hand-tied bouquets.
My problems are solved.
Of course. Stop by Live, Love, and Laugh in the Reeds Dairy Village or call 969-1725. You can even order online at liveloveandlaugh.com.
Good idea.
Well, we do have quite a few.
Now in sports. Canada opened the inaugural Olympic mixed doubles curling competition with a loss. John Morris and Caitlin Laws were defeated 9-6 by Norway. Ottawa's Morris and Winnipeg's Laws had little experience playing mixed doubles together prior to winning January's trials. Morris, 39, won Olympic gold in 2010, playing third for Kevin Martin. Laws, 29, won gold in 2014 as vice for Jennifer Jones. They are Canada's first competitors at the Games, which officially open on Friday. Belleville Senator Chris Kelly has been named captain for Canada's men's Olympic hockey team. Kelly, who has a Stanley Cup to his name, signed to the Ottawa Senators farm team in 2016 after his contract with the Boston Bruins expired. He was named to the team last month as one of the few players with NHL experience. James Van Riemsdyk scored in the seventh round of the shootout as the Maple Leafs beat the Nashville Predators 3-2 at the Air Canada Centre. Frederik Andersen made 44 saves and stopped six more skaters in the shootout. Senators forward Alexandre Burrows has been suspended 10 games for serving as the aggressor in an altercation and kneeing Devils forward Taylor Hall. While pinning his opponent to the ice, Burrows threw punches until he was tied up by the official before continuing the altercation with two knees to the side of Hall's head. The NHL Department of Player Safety said Burrows chose to seek out Hall and wanted retribution for a hit Hall threw on Burrows earlier on in the play. In local sports, the Picton Pirates take on the Camelford Rebels at the Prince Edward Community Center. That game is at 7:30. In the NHL, there's only four Canadian teams in action tonight. The Flames, the Canucks, and the Habs are all on the road, facing off against the Devils, Lightning, and Flyers, respectively, and the Sens play host to the Predators. Other games in the NHL tonight include the Islanders versus the Sabres, the Avalanche versus the Blues, the Golden Knights versus the Sharks, the Coyotes versus the Wild, and finally, the Stars versus the Blackhawks. After a day of rest in the NBA, the Raptors are set to host the New York Knicks tonight at 7:30 as the last game of a four-game homestand. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. Forecast for Belleville. Today is increasing cloudiness with a few flurries beginning this afternoon and a high of minus 6. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a few flurries ending this evening with a low of minus 15. At 12:09, it's minus 9. QNET News, on air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, News on 91X, next at 1.